Hey, everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by SonicWeb Studios and brought to you by our official sponsor, the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author, Mia Molson's The Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We're here with a terrific gentleman who's a Northeast singer, songwriter, born and raised in Connecticut, now in the outskirts of Nashville, Tennessee. Began his career at the University of Connecticut in acoustic music, and he majored in psychology and also minor in music. He also toured New England for 5 years with On the Road Again, including a 5-week stint in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and later back to Connecticut and, you know, with Caribou, and also moved to Nashville in 87. That's where he's at. He was represented Nashville in Discovery TV, TV Search, and also he began the amazing ensemble and What It Is. We'll be talking about the song When Will You Come Home Again from Iron Gate Records, and also some amazing song by this gentleman. Live, ladies and gentlemen, Plus Studios, somewhere in outside Nashville, Tennessee, the Northeast singer, songwriter, born and raised in Connecticut, now in lovely downtown Nashville with When Will You Come Home Again, and also Take Me Down Slow for you, The Mystery Running Away from Iron Gate Records. Ladies and gentlemen, the multi-talented Mark Anthony and the ensemble, it's Mark Anthony himself. Mark, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Man, thanks for having me on your show. It is a pleasure and it's an honor, Mike. Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you on board as well, too. So although you are a solo, we'll still call you Mark Anthony Ensemble. You've been around for a while. You're a Northeast singer, songwriter, born and raised in Connecticut. You began a career at the University of Connecticut in acoustic music. You majored in psychology, minored in music. You later toured New England for 5 years with On the Road Again. Is it Willie Nelson? Guess we'll find out. And including a 5-week stint in the Virgin Islands and later back to Connecticut with Caribou. And you're now in Nashville. You've been there since 87. And you're on Discovery TV Search. And later began Mark Anthony on the ensemble. And we'll be talking about some music. Plus, When Will You Come Home Again? Before getting all that, Mark, tell us how you first got started.
Well, you know, you really got the bedrock of where I started down pretty well in my bio. You know, I played a lot of acoustic music in college when I was at the University of Connecticut and got my acoustic roots down after hooking up with an acoustic trio at that time. They wanted me to quit college. I was in my junior year. They had a working thing going called On the Road Again. And I told them that, you know, I would love to do it, but I want to finish college first. So they waited for me. I graduated and immediately went on the road with them, toured all over New England. We ended up in the U.S. Virgin Islands for a beautiful 6-week tour down there. And it was at that point that I just got really burnt out, you know, on the lifestyle. You know, playing 5 nights a week, the same hotel, you know, you sleep during the day, that kind of, you know, it was just a night owl kind of a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And when I got back home, I just wanted to work a job, just any job. I just didn't want to, you know, do that lifestyle anymore. So that eventually led me to Nashville, because at that point I had my own country rock group called Caribou. We were the only Connecticut band to ever win the state finals. You remember in the old days, they had the Dodge, True Value, Country Showdown, all that stuff.
I remember those shows. Yes, they're regional. They're on TV and everything. Oh, yeah. Now it's pretty much on, you know, all the streaming services, even local and all that stuff. I remember those really well.
Yeah, well, the first prize back then was a recording contract in Nashville. And that's what I had my sights set on. So we won the state finals. We were headed to the semifinals in upstate New York. And had we won there, I would have been in Nashville a little sooner, right? But we lost in the semifinals. And I was playing with guys that, you know, they weren't singer-songwriters. They were okay with just being weekend warriors. And I wasn't. You know, I was laser focused on being a singer-songwriter. I was already writing original music. And so I came here in 87 and tried to establish myself, made a steady diet of all the writers' nights, writer shows. Now, I had a full-time career. That's what brought me here, was a career in civil engineering. I had two careers. And so I came here with a promise of a job. So that's what got me to Nashville. But at night, I was going around masquerading, naturally, trying to establish myself as a singer-songwriter in all those songwriter shows. And then eventually, I got discovered, got on local television, ended up on Discovery Television for a national video competition. And what was funny about that, I was the only guy that represented Nashville, which was an honor for me, being chosen out of 100 contestants nationwide.
Oh my gosh, just one person, if you'd be able to maybe like 10, 20, 30, 50, but one, was amazing.
Yeah, but I was the only guy out of 100 contestants that sang an original song. Everybody else sang a cover tune. right, for this contest. And to me, it was like, well, if I'm going to have an opportunity to be on television, I want to make my statement, make my mark and say, hey, Nashville, here I am. I'm a new singer-songwriter, and this is an original song. As a matter of fact, I performed Running Away on that stage. And things were going really well. I would say that was the climax of where I was getting in Nashville. And then God in his infinite wisdom, my wife at that time, we came here with no children. She was pregnant right after that with our first child,
who was
now Mark. His name is Mark too. And he's now 33 years old. And so at that point, you know, autopilot kicked in and I did what my dad did. And I said to myself, I don't need to be in the bars and clubs at night anymore pursuing music. I need to be home, be a husband, be a father. And I did a very good job of that for the next 20 years. So I literally disappeared from the music scene. And everybody was saying, well, where'd that Mark guy go, you know? And I just disappeared because I wanted to do what was right and do the right thing, raise my family, be home, work a full-time job. And I was still writing music and storing away, as the years went by, storing away a large repertoire of original music. Well, when retirement years got closer, I decided that, gosh, I've got all this music. I don't want to do writer's nights anymore. I'm not a beginner and I'm certainly not a newcomer. So, you know, I just decided to form my own band, called it the Mark Anthony Ensemble. And it started very acoustic. It was myself, a dobro player and a cajon player, just kind of providing a little rhythm in the background. Mm-hmm. Then we added a bass player. And before long, it started to sound like a band. And I always wanted to have a guitar band, a more of an Eagles format. Mm-hmm. So my dobro player fell ill. He had surgery on his hand. He couldn't play anymore. And I totally changed the instrumentation to two guitar band. I play electric and acoustic and got another electric and acoustic player. We already had the bass player, had a full kit drummer. And now all of a sudden it was a rock band.
Oh my goodness.
It's evolved over the years. Now we've had different players come in and out. That's why I call it the ensemble. It's not the Mark Anthony band. It's the ensemble. And so it has evolved. I would say at this point, I've got the best group of players I've ever had. They're all extremely talented. And we tour, we basically play all over the state of Tennessee and in the Southeast as well. Our sweet spot being fairs, festivals, listening rooms, amphitheaters. You know, this is the kind of band, it's a showcase band. So this is the kind of band that you would go and see, let's say, a singer-songwriter, right? In a concert with a full band accompaniment. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is. And it's pure Americana. It is not mainstream country like you hear nowadays. And it's not heavy rock and roll. That's why I tell people, when they don't understand the term Americana, I just tell them, think Eagles and you'll be close.
Right. Think Eagles, think Bob Dylan, or think, kind of like Willie Nelson in a way. And I've had people on before. So yeah, it's just like, just simply American music, nothing from China, nothing from, Mexico or Europe or anything like that. Just plain old American. You're right.
Yeah. It's not a wedding band. It's not a funk band. It's not a jazz band. It's not a country band. It's a perfect mix of all the different influences I've had. Sometimes it's more rock than it is acoustic. Sometimes it's sit down real pretty, two guys sitting on stools with a full band accompaniment doing real nice acoustic music. Other times we drop the acoustic guitars, both pick up electric guitars and we rock out. Other times it's a combination of electric and acoustic, where you have an acoustic guitar and electric. So, what I like about my band is that it's not a cookie cutter band. You hear most bands, you go out, you hear one song, you hear 10 songs. It's the same instrumentation, same sound. We really mix it up. So in the course of a 2 or 3 hour concert with the Mark Anthony Ensemble, you're going to get different flavors, different textures, different types of melodies, different rhythms. You'll hear everything from a pretty acoustic to rock and roll to samba to calypso. We really mix it up and give people a wide range of styles and flavors. And that's what is appealing about this band to most people.
Mm, and certainly very appealing as well, too. And who are some of your favorites also growing up?
Yeah, and I'm, at this point, we've got a lot of gigs coming up, and I'm looking forward to spreading my music, getting more exposure around the state of Tennessee, and hopefully further than that, as things allow.
And certainly did as well, too. You also have some music as well, too, in Making a Mark. You have Take Me Down Slow, For You, The Mystery. You had Running Away that you featured on Discovery TV as well, too. And before we talk about your latest, When Will You Come Home Again, from Iron Gate Records with Mark Anthony and the ensemble, just Mark himself. First, you listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Look at a professional website without breaking your budget. Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. That's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention the Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout-out to our official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson-Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. Takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those you love be the first go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson-Zia has garnered great reviews and even loved and endorsed by Hollywood celebrities, including Joe Cassie, Forbes, Riley, Eminem. So grab your copy today for Girls Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com on our 40 podcast platforms. Heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, also Odyssey, Apple, BitChute, Rumble, YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. Follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and more. Also added on Podbean, Pandora. Tune in and watch for your favorite podcast platform. Take us with you on any mobile device. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. T-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies. Makes great gifts 24/7. Go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MiaMolson-Zia for great books like Missing, Once and Wrinkles. Also T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/MiaMolson-Zia. Check it out today. And support The Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. You're the amazing Northeast singer, songwriter, born and raised in Connecticut, now in Nashville, Tennessee, Mark Anthony of Mark Anthony Ensemble here on The Mike Wagner Show. Before we talk about your latest, When We Come Home Again, we'll be playing the audio version at the end of the audio interviews from Iron Gate Records. You got some music, Take Me Down Slow, For You, The Mystery, and tell us more about those songs and what inspired you to write them.
You know, all of those songs, just like when you come and see my shows and you've named off four or five of them, as you hear them, you'll see they are completely different from one another. I pride myself at that. I'm not, like I said, a cookie cutter songwriter. 10 songs all sound the same or they all have the same subject matter. They're all uniquely different. So Take Me Down Slow, when I released that, which was a couple of years ago, that's pure country rock. It's a country rock song. It's got all the earmarks of country rock. And then you go from that to For You, which I released about a year and a half ago. And that's more of a acoustic pop rock type of a song, different flavor, different kind of a rhythm, different instrumentation. And then when it came to The Mystery is a very personal song for me. You know, Mike, I don't write editorial type songs at all, fiction. I write mostly autobiographical songs, I would say. You know, a lot of them, just like every singer-songwriter writes about relationships, love songs, lost loves, broken loves, found
love. Yeah, or you lose your dog, your cat, or you got drunk or something, like your country song, you cheating heart, like that. So it's like, my dog died.
So all my songs are, you know, reminiscent of some aspect of my life that I've gone through. But when it came to The Mystery is very different because it's actually considered contemporary gospel. And I'm not known as a contemporary Christian artist, but I had written this song after I got saved and I found the Lord, you know, after I moved here. And I was playing that song for years. I call it as a subtitle. It's called The Mystery, but I call it as a subtitle, My Love Song to Jesus, right?
Amen.
It's the first time I wrote a new love song, but this one was going to be to Jesus. So I played it for years and so many people came up to me and said, gosh, that song is so beautiful. You've got to record it. Well, I finally broke down a couple of years ago and released it right around Christmas time, even though it is not by definition a Christmas song. And I wrote it in such a way that the lyrics were more generic. I didn't write a lot of detail in it, but I wrote it in such a way that it outlines the bedrock of the Christian faith, which is God living in our hearts. That's the mystery of faith. That's what that song's about. And then we move from that to When Will You Come Home Again? And When Will You Come Home Again is very much a islandy kind of a song. You know, Jimmy Buffett passed away this past year. I wasn't, I would say, a huge fan of Jimmy Buffett, but I decided to put a song together that was my tribute, if you will, to Jimmy Buffett. So it has that kind of flavor to it. I had a tremendous pedal steel player, a guy named Bruce Boughton. I want to give a big shout out to him. He played on my record. He's played on all of Ricky Skaggs's albums. He was the guy that played Country Boy, Highway 40 Blues, played on Garth Brooks's albums. And I was honored that he played on this record as well. So that one is, again, different in flavor, different texture, different rhythm. And yeah, it's gone over really well. And I'm very proud of it.
It certainly is amazing, too, and that's no mystery right there. And if there's other music you want to talk about, feel free to do so as well. I mean, if you want to talk about a lot of songs, go right ahead.
Oh, gosh, you know, I mean, I've got 30 years of repertoire, and I can't afford to literally record every song that I've written, right? But before I started getting into better production, better studio people, all of that stuff, I released my first 6 singles. One of those was Running Away. And then I did an assortment of songs that were kind of special to me. One was called Hopelessly in Love, and it was about a breakup, right? And, you know, one of those typical scenarios where the girl's gone and the guy's fallen in love. Now she's gone and he's hopelessly in love, hence the title, right? Mm-hmm. So that one's a little bit different. It's more like a, if I were to describe it, it's maybe more of a tequila sunrise. Kind of
right. Yeah. It's like Eagle-esque and everything. Eagle-ish. Kind of mixing Jimmy Buffett and everything. I think I can imagine it right now. And in fact, you know, talking about the Eagles and everything, somebody asked me, what's my all-time favorite? And everybody rattles off, you know, Hotel California, one of these nights, and the popular songs. Tequila Sunrise has to be the number one.
Yeah. You know, it was during that era, because that's what I grew up on. I grew up on the pretty music of the 70s and 80s, which was, to me, Dan Fogelberg, Eagles, Poco, Loggins and Messina, James Taylor, Jackson Brown.
Mm-hmm. And at that time, Dean Friedman and Ace, Firefall.
Oh, yeah.
And I
Firefall.
Oh, Firefall. Yes, yes.
Tremendous.
Yeah, in fact, I had one of the guys on my show, and you know, talking about Firefall. I mean, their music still lives today. I mean, amazing.
Yeah, and you know, we've lost some of that. You know, that was the era where you had structured melodies, structured harmonies, beautiful harmonies. The guys in the band could sing, you know, you had great instrumentalists. And then it got to be closer to the 90s. And especially if we're talking about country, that's when country started to appeal to me, because they started to infuse a little bit more rockability and rock influence into country music, because I really wasn't brought up on old traditional music. And that started to appeal to me. Well, that 90s era had some tremendous talent and great artists that was appealed to me, like I said, because it was a combination of my acoustic roots and rock all together. And then we've lost that. Now it's been 30 years since that. And of course, country is in a much different place musically than it was back then. And when I say we've lost that, I say it's an era that's a bygone era. Now, I would like to see country swing back toward there. You know, I'm known as an Americana artist, so I don't listen to country music that much, again, because it's ventured so far from the days when it was really good, when you had real talent, you know, and talented vocal groups as well. Diamond Rio, Restless Heart, you know,
and
came out.
Sawyer Brown, and I think Brooks and Dunn, and also some of the other singers like Terry Clark from Canada. It's like you don't hear much in the States, but very popular in Canada. Terry Clark, Dwight Yoakam, one of my favorites. Oh, my God, he's something.
Yeah. We've lost artists like that. They, you know, I mean, if I were to pick out on my fingers, you know, people like that would remind me that in present day country music, I would say maybe Keith Urban. You know, Keith Urban's really talented. He's a great singer, songwriter, and he doesn't just write one type of music. You know, he's rock oriented, but then he'll turn around and do a nice acoustic tune. Certainly Brad Paisley's got a lot of talent. Vince Gill here is a legend, always has been.
Oh my gosh, that guy is one hell of a guitarist, and one of my favorite songs I like to play on the radio as well too. Santa Claus Coming to Town. So he does the acoustic. What an amazing version! Oh my gosh.
You know,
it's still in my head, despite it's not Christmas.
We do some cover tunes too. We have to, you know, when you're performing live and you're playing in front of live audiences, just keep it fun and interesting. And one of the favorite cover tunes we do is we do a version of Vince Gill's Little Liza Jane. And I love Little Liza Jane because it's got that great rockabilly kind of a beat. And I got a tremendous lead guitar player in the band. So we just tear that song up.
Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I love to see come back is rockabilly. And we had a few people on and, you know, I love to see it take off one day. I mean, what was it like? Oh my gosh, was it 80s and 90s had that rockabilly or throwback in the 50s and 60s. And of course, you know, it's like, yeah, Johnny Cochran. And I think you also had,
Stray Cats kind of kicked it off.
Yeah. Stray Cats really, really took it to a whole new level. It's like, you know, brought back rockabilly and they just astronomically took off. And I think you had the Outfield that kind of, kicked in, and of course Dwight Yoakam took in a little bit of rockabilly and infused in the country. So I mean, you were willing to experiment, and of course, you know, record companies didn't give a crap. I was, hey, let's try it. Now it's just like, you know, if it doesn't make money, we're not gonna play it. I mean, I think that's where we just absolutely lost it.
Yeah, and you know, just to that point, I would say that, you know, I'm on 80 platforms around the world, and it seems to me whenever I get spreadsheets in that come in about my music, that my music goes over a lot more over on the platforms in Europe. And all I can say about that is that I think in Europe, they still have an affinity and they have an appreciation for good roots music. They appreciate that. Where in this country, it's all about the production now, it seems. And we've lost a sense of what real good, honest, sincere music from the heart is about.
Right, you know? And of course, it's replaced by auto-tune and all the eye candy, ear candy, and everything like that. But you hit upon Europe, and you know, being like one of the you know almost like a hotbed for like new music, taking in new music and everything. What are some of the countries in Europe that has really gotten into music? It's like, you know, really taken off the charts, most listened. What are some of the countries in Europe that you're getting good reception with?
Just last week, I found out that The Mystery, you know, that song we just talked about a few minutes ago, and I released that, like I said, a year and a half ago, but decided to re-release it through Caden on Caden Gordon's show, and he put it out on Radio Indie Alliance. Well, I thought, you know, we were kind of working backwards. We made a mistake in promoting the songs because we were supposed to start with the newest and go to the oldest. Instead, he started with the oldest. And we
He's trying to throw a curveball at you. That's
all. Well, it's okay. You know, it worked out fine because, you know, when he put The Mystery out there, and The Mystery is being promoted right now, he emailed me last week and said, your song's number 5 on the charts in Australia. And I'm like, oh my gosh. The month before that, we promoted For You, which was a 2-year-old song now. And For You, he called me one day and said, Mark, your song is number 10 on the top 10. I said, well, that's great. It's great being the, you know, last place, but at least in the top 10. And then he called me the same day and he said, you won't believe this, but your song has gone from number 10 to number 2 on Radio Indie Alliance in the same day. Wow. And I'm like, wow. And again, that just goes to the point. Like I said, I just believe people in Europe, young people and otherwise, I think they have more of an appreciation for roots music and original music, as opposed to overly produced kind of stuff, whether it's rock, whether it's country. I think they have a deeper appreciation for that. And that's why my stuff evidently is going over pretty well in Europe.
Mm-hmm. And certainly as well, too. And of course, the song we talk about, When Will You Come Home, from Iron Gate Records. And how is that doing? We'll find out just one minute with Mark Anthony of Mark Anthony Ensemble. You listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios, and brought to you by official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international warring out there, Mia Muscles, they're missing. We'll be back with Mark Anthony of Mark Anthony and the Ensemble after this time. We're back in the multi-talented Northeast singer-songwriter, Mark Anthony of Mark Anthony Ensemble, now in Nashville, Tennessee, here on the Mike Wagner Show. And of course, you know, the song, When Will You Come Home Again, from Iron Gate Records. And of course, your music has been going from like number 1, number 5, number 10. How's that doing, by the way, in Europe and others as well?
You know, I haven't promoted that one yet. That's the next one coming up. It's done pretty well here on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube Music, all those things, all those American platforms. But, you know, when I put that song together, this is a classic story of two lovers, right, that have separated and they've broken up and they've gone their separate ways and years have gone by and they still have that nagging feeling. Does he ever still think about me? Does she think about me? And if she thinks about me, is she going to come back? Is she going to come back home? You know, it's one of those kind of universal thing, feelings in relationships that people have after they've split up and years have gone by. So that's what those lyrics are all about. When will you come home again?
That is so amazing. And thanks to social media, that is possible.
Yeah. Thank you, social media, for sure.
Oh, definitely. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok. It's where lost loves, lost friends, and everything come together.
And, you know, I have to add, you know, really quick, my record company, and this is just very temporary. This has happened in the last 2 days, probably for the next 48 hours. They are temporarily moving all of my music to a new platform. I just looked yesterday and it looked like my YouTube channel is down and all my music that's on YouTube Music, it says no content. It's not there. It is there. And within probably about 48 hours, it's all going to be back up and running. So if your listeners happen to tune in right after they hear the Mike Wagner Show, don't despair. My music is there. It's being moved electronically to another platform and it'll all be there along with all the streams. So if you're looking for it on YouTube, I am there. Don't give up hope. Just keep looking and it'll pop up again.
Well, speaking of, finding your music, where can we find your music at? What's your website and everything else? Where can we find your website and all your music at?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mike. Thank you for that. Thank you for that prompt. My website, my personal website is markanthonyartist.com. And I had to take that domain because obviously the other guy, right? The other guy that we're not talking about took that obvious other domain. So you can read about me. You can read about my bio and the bio of all my band members on www.markanthonyartist.com. We've got a booking tab, a contact tab. You can contact me directly on there. I've got a store in which we've got all that nice merchandise that you got hanging on your wall. We've got all that and more. We've got mugs, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, all that stuff. So you can get all that stuff on the shop tab. And then the band, all of my music is released not on my website. All the music that you would hear on the music platforms are released on the band through the band's name. We chose to release it under Mark Anthony Ensemble because it's a unique domain and there's no other Mark Anthony Ensemble out there, but there are a ton of Mark Anthonys. So they signed me as artist Mark Anthony on Iron Gate Records, but all the music on any platform that you listen to can be found under the name Mark Anthony Ensemble. The band also has a Facebook page. We're on Instagram, Bands in Town, LinkedIn, Instagram, and of course, all of the music platforms, Spotify channel. I have my own Spotify channel as well.
We will certainly check that out as well, too. We're with Mark Anthony and Mark Anthony Ensemble here on the Mike Wagner Show from outside Nashville, Tennessee with When Will You Come Home Again? And we'll be playing at the end of the audio interview. Make sure you check that out. And just a few more things, Mark. What else can you expect me in 2024 and beyond?
Well, you know, this has been a faith journey for me, Mike. I've been working hard at this. Like I said, I put it together about 5 years ago. And when you're doing the music business down here, and especially for me, I'm still relatively unknown as an independent artist. I don't have management. I don't have a booking agent, all that stuff. So when you have to get down in the trenches and do it yourself, you're going to have kind of little to no results for a while. And you can't get discouraged when that happens. And I have been many times. But all of a sudden, I put so many irons in the fires last couple of years. 2024 is really, it's like putting the popcorn in the popcorn machine. Stuff is popping up like crazy. I've got dates. People are contacting me. We just got chosen to play in Memphis for the very first time. I'm going west with
them. Nice.
Yep. Collierville. They have a big deal called Fair on the Square. They have an annual event there and we are the headliner on May the 4th. We're traveling down there. I'm playing in downtown Franklin for their annual Main Street Festival. Main Street Festival is attended by about 120,000 people every year. It's a course of a weekend, a Friday and a Saturday, or a Saturday and a Sunday, excuse me. And we're playing on the main stage on Sunday to near the end of this thing as a feature. So Mark Anthony Ensemble is going to be there. Gosh, we're playing in Alabama next month. You know, things are just starting to happen. The Tennessee State Fair, which is the largest fair we have in this state, has contacted me this year. I've never been contacted by them before. So, you know, when you do this much work and things start happening after a while, it's deserved, you know, because like I said, there've been so many irons that have been warming up and they are starting to get hot now. So yeah, I'm looking forward to a good 2024 for this band.
And certainly indeed as well too, we are definitely looking forward to that. And who do you consider biggest influence in your career?
You know, if I were, I would say there are two, but they're in two different genres, right? Because I got saved after I got to Nashville and I was never exposed to contemporary gospel music. And when I got here and I got exposed to that, I thought, wow, this is a rich bunch of musicians and singers and great bands, all that stuff. So I would say, you know, growing up, you know, we've talked about the Eagles plenty, and they were my favorite. But I would say the one influence, I'd say Dan Fogelberg, is very, very reminiscent of my writing style, because he did everything. Again, he wasn't a cookie cutter guy. He was a minstrel. He was a multi-instrumentalist, great singer, songwriter. He did almost all of his instruments in the studio. He did all of his own harmonies. His songs were very different. He went from the acoustic thing. Then he got into when it was the Exile years with that tour. Then it was a real rock band. Then he added horns. Then he moved into blues.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. He was really multi-talented. And I try to emulate that in my music, because my music is very multifaceted and it is not, you know, one dimensional. So I would say he's the biggest influence when it comes to acoustic and rock music and pop music. And then when I got here and got introduced to contemporary gospel, there's a guy named Stephen Curtis Chapman here, who has been on Sparrow Records. I forget what label he is now, but he's been a legend here. Great singer, great guitar player, wrote some beautiful music back then. He's still on the radio now. He's on a contemporary Christian stations, and his finger style is very similar to mine. So I would say on that genre, Stephen Curtis Chapman, and the other one, I'd say Dan Fogelberg. Good combination of those two.
A great combination, D. One of the best I've experienced. That's totally amazing. And what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
Mike, I'm older than some of these young kids that are here. Mm-hmm. So I've got a little bit of a longer story to tell than most, right?
Go ahead.
And in all of that stuff, in the life story that I've got and that I've traversed all these different roads, and now I'm a self-promoter and an independent recording artist, I would say this. I would say, first of all, you know, 34 years went by and I had zero success until I got discovered on social media and got signed by an independent record label. And soon after that, I had four singles out, then six singles out. Now I'm looking at number 11 that's out. Nice. There. All of this has happened in the last maybe 3 years. So, and I'm nobody special. If I can do what I do, anybody can do it. You just have to have some essential ingredients. You have to have determination. You have to have perseverance. You have got to have drive, and you have got to believe in yourself. And ultimately, whatever your gift is, whatever God has gifted you, whether that's a singer, a vocalist, singer, songwriter, instrumentalist, you know, I tell people, use your gifts to improve people's lives out there, because what God has given you, don't sit on that. And don't think that, oh, I'm never going to make it. Don't go into the music business with that mindset. Go in there thinking that even if I'm going to do a songwriter night and I got two people sitting in front of me and the rest of the room is empty, just, you know, play like you've got 250,000 people in front of you. Give it your best. Sing from your heart. You know, I can't tell you how many times people will come up to me in my shows and go, dude, that lyric, that thing that you did, that passage, whatever it is, I'm going through a tough time in my life. And that song really spoke to me. I lost my mom. I'm going through a divorce, whatever it is. You know, so I tell people, especially young people that are just starting, you never know when people come to your shows or come to listen to you, you never know what people are going through out there. And everybody's got a story. So don't ever go into a performance thinking, so it's one more dead end down the road. And you know, you're just going to be half-hearted about it. No, sing your heart out and use your gifts that God has given you to make somebody else's life a little bit more pleasant.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great story right there. Great advice out there for those listening out there. Give it all your best. We're here with Mark Anthony, Mark Anthony Ensemble, with When Will You Come Home Again on the Mike Wagner Show. Mark, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. We love having you back. And once again, what's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase or check out your music?
Yeah, again, my website, www.markanthonyartist.com. The band is Mark Anthony Ensemble. That's my band. All of the music is released under the name Mark Anthony Ensemble. If you look on Spotify, Pandora, YouTube Music, any of the music platforms out there, look for Mark Anthony Ensemble. You'll find all my singles there. The band is also on Instagram, Bands in Town, Facebook. That Facebook page hasn't been updated in a while, but you can find us on there. And I always post all of my stuff on LinkedIn as well. You can find me on LinkedIn.
We'll certainly check that as well. Once again, Mark, very big thank you for your time. You've been totally amazing. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. We love having you back. We wish you all the best. And Mark, you definitely have a great future ahead of you.
God bless you, Mike. Thanks for having me, man.